93 FM WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An Obama-era program that's a key part of Biden immigration policy has once again been declared illegal by a judge, although the Biden team vows to appeal.
A federal judge has declared that a revised version of a federal policy that prevents the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants brought to the U.S. as children to be illegal. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon agreed with Texas and eight other states suing to stop the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. However, the judge did not order an immediate end to the program and its protections it offers recipients. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge has struck down the New Mexico governor's order suspending the right of legal gun owners to carry firearms in Albuquerque and vicinity. Gun rights attorney Jason Bowles applauds the ruling.
I think the judge absolutely made the right decision. Judge applied the Second Amendment, which prohibits this kind of outright ban on carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens.
He spoke with KOAT-TV. The Democrat governor couched it as a public health measure. From coastal North Carolina up through New England, fierce winds, heavy rains, powerful rip currents expected this coming weekend as Hurricane Lee passes by.
We've now issued a hurricane watch for portions of the coast of Maine, tropical storm watch for much of the rest of the coast of New England, storm surge watch for portions of Cape Cod Bay.
National Hurricane Center Chief Michael Brennan. President Biden tells a Virginia fundraiser, they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government. His take on the inquiry opened by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy says there are serious allegations of corruption and abuse of power that demand an inquiry, and he says he hopes the president will cooperate. On Wall Street this hour, Dow futures up 92 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I'm Corey, and this is my story. I was going through some financial troubles paying off my credit cards. I was paying high interest rates, and it just wasn't getting any better. And I knew I had to do something. So my mom told me about Trinity, and so I decided to call. Trinity was able to do something that I couldn't. I'm paying off my debt, I'm saving thousands, and things are really looking up. I promise you guys, you will not regret it when you called Trinity, because it was such a relief and less stress in my life, and it was the best thing I could have done for myself. Because once I called Trinity, they took care of me, and I felt such a relief, a weight off my shoulders. Trinity was great to work with. They wanted to help me. I love it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Corey, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Free.
Vietnam is ordering nationwide fire safety checks on all small apartment buildings following the deaths of 56 people in Hanoi.
Hanoi's firefighters say accessing the fire had been a serious challenge in itself. Emergency vehicles were unable to drive down the area's narrow alleyways. The building's only exit was blocked by the blaze, so some of the survivors held their small children and jumped onto neighboring apartments. Pictures from the scene of charred clothing and motorcycles in the building's ground floor, fused together by the intense heat, have worried many in Vietnam.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Saudi Arabia has executed two soldiers convicted of treason relating to the kingdom's ongoing war on Yemen's Houthi rebels. A brief statement identifies the two as a lieutenant colonel who is a pilot and a chief sergeant. No information on exactly what they did. News and analysis at townhall.com. More and more firefighters say they're being diagnosed with cancer. They blame it on their protective gear.
The protective coats and pants firefighters wear contain the toxic industrial compound called PFAS, or per- and polyfluorinated substances. 53-year-old Joe Marchetti retired from the fire department in Brockton, Massachusetts. He says he was diagnosed with cancer in 2016, had his prostate removed, and then was diagnosed with skin cancer.
This was the gear that we used to allow us to penetrate further into burning buildings to save the civilians that were we have a duty to protect.
Thousands of firefighters nationwide have sued the makers of PFAS and firefighting gear and foam. I'm Donna Water.
As midnight deadline looms, UAW President Sean Fain says auto workers are set to strike the big three Detroit automakers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today, Carrie. What do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland, just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Ayler. At the Capitol, the State Assembly votes today on a fast-tracked redistricting bill.
The measure to adopt Iowa-style redistricting, with maps drawn by legislative staff, announced just Tuesday by Republicans, including Dodgeville's Todd Novak.
I don't want you to think that we just started this yesterday. We have been working on this, trying to talk to our colleagues, for quite a while.
Representative Travis Tranel of Cuba City.
I would hope that our Democrat colleagues, those same colleagues who told us that we need fair maps and that the Iowa model is the way to go, I'm hoping that they will support this as well. And most importantly, I hope that Governor Evers will sign it.
That's unlikely. The Democratic governor's already stated disapproval, calling the bill bogus. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New COVID-19 booster vaccines are on the way to hospitals and pharmacies.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard with the Department of Health Services says they hope more people will get their shots this year.
So every year, there are updated vaccines for influenza, and we recommend them for every American 6 months of age and older, with rare exceptions. That's also the recommendation for COVID vaccines.
Westergaard says that the federal government won't be covering the cost of vaccines, but that you can still get them covered through state or private insurance. You can check online at vaccines.gov to find out when doses will be available in your area. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Worker at the site of a road construction project in Pleasant Prairie died from a freak accident Wednesday. Police report a water main cap popped off and fatally injured the worker during work on a culvert in the village. The unidentified worker was pronounced dead at the scene. A second worker at the site also suffered life-threatening injuries. Police say OSHA representatives were called to the scene and will hold a full investigation into that incident. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers.
A vision for agriculture.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
a shakeup within the Portage Police Department.
Two officers and an administrative assistant have now been fired over alleged inappropriate and threatening comments in a video that was posted on social media. The video showed the officers making the remarks about someone who had filed a temporary restraining order. Officers Craig Crary and Ben Oatsman were fired, as was administrative assistant Casey Crary. The Crarys were both arrested and charged with violating a restraining order, while Oatsman faces a charge of disorderly conduct. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And we now know when Vice President Kamala Harris will visit UW-Madison. A post from the VP on the social media site once known as Twitter says Harris will make an October 4th visit to the campus. The university is one of the campuses she'll visit during her Flight for Our Freedoms college tour. The White House says Harris will discuss such issues affecting young people as reproductive health, gun safety, and climate change. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Marjorie Klochowski, 96, of Phillips, passed away on August 31st in Marshfield. She is survived by her daughters, Kitty Bessie, Laverne Rondo, and Christine Huff. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandchildren. There will be a memorial service at the Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses in Phillips that will be held on September 30th at 2 p.m. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Marjorie Klochowski, 96, Phillips. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The Furman Insurance Agency in downtown Park Falls has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Specializing in home, auto, and business insurance, don't forget the toys. No one can predict the future, but we can help protect it. Give Christy or Jamie a call at 715-762-4046. Furman Insurance Agency. Let us help you protect what's important.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Work, the kids' practices, household errands, seems like every hour's rush hour at our house. But no matter how busy things get, we still make balanced nutrition a priority with help from Country Hearth Natural Breads. Whole grains and other natural ingredients are carefully blended and baked into delicious, nutritious breads like Dakota-style 12-grain, multi-grain, and 100% whole wheat. There's a Country Hearth favorite for everyone in the family. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog and some frost possible to start. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with highs warming into the lower 70s. We'll have our winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, increasing cloud cover, a chance for a late night shower, low of 52. Showers and thundershowers, then more likely on Friday, a cooler high of 66. Saturday, slight chance for a hit or miss type shower there, mid-60s. Sunday, chance for a sprinkle early in the day, up to 61. And for Monday, in the upper 60s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, 33.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and the American League, the Houston Astros remain in sole possession of the AL West lead.
The Astros were two outs away from a combined no-hitter on the way to a 6-2 win over the A's. Hunter Brown went the first five frames, but Ryan Noda ended the no-hit bid with a one-out single off Ryan Pressly in the ninth. Brown was pleased with his outing.
I thought my curveball was probably better than it's been in a month or so. I felt like the line out of hand was a lot better. And then pairing that with the fastball that I thought, you know, had a little bit more ride today was definitely a difference maker for me.
Yordan Alvarez, Alex Bregman, and Kyle Tucker hit home runs for the Astros, who remain a game up on Texas for first place in the AL West. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Other American League winners included Tampa Bay, Seattle, Texas, and Kansas City. The New York Yankees and Boston were rained out. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball in the National League, Colorado, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, and the New York Mets, and Miami, and San Diego were all winners last night. Interleague winners included Cincinnati, San Francisco, and St. Louis. NFL news, the Players Union prefers playing on natural grass. It's why the NFL Players Association called on the league to switch all fields to grass. The union's repeated requests for all grass came a couple of days after four-time NFL MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers tore his left Achilles tendon in his debut with the New York Jets on artificial turf. Meanwhile, Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles host Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings in their home opener in primetime for the second straight season. The Eagles and Vikings kick off week two tonight at Lincoln Financial Field. This is SRN Sports.
The top-ranked Wisconsin women's volleyball team ran its record to 8-0 with a four-set win over Marquette at Fiserv Forum last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. 17,037 fans on hand to set a new NCAA record for the highest-attended women's sporting event in Wisconsin and the largest indoor regular season match in the country. The Badgers at number 3 Florida this Sunday. The Brewers failed to score and fell to Miami 2-0 at AmFam Field last night. Colin Ray tagged with a loss after giving up one run and four-plus innings of relief. Manager Craig Counsell.
Well, I mean, it's three in a row, really, where he's done his job. You know, he's 4 2/3, 4 2/3, I think. You know, that's getting 14 outs and giving us a chance to win, and he's done that all three times.
Brewers still up four games in the Cubs in the Central after Chicago lost at Colorado 7-3 yesterday. Final game of the series for the Brewers this afternoon. The Braves have claimed their sixth straight National League East crown. They defeated the Phillies 4-1 last night. Packers practiced yesterday without wide receiver Christian Watson and running back Aaron Jones, both nursing hamstring injuries. Watson already missed last week's opener in Chicago.
It's a hamstring strain, so I mean, you know, the body's got to take its natural course. No one's, you know, coming back from anything like that, you know, super quick. So, I mean, I'm just, you know, going the natural course, and, you know, whenever I feel 100%, is, you know, when I'll be ready to go.
Packers play at Atlanta this Sunday. Week two of the NFL season getting underway tonight. The Vikings will square off against the Eagles in Philadelphia. Vikings dropped their opener to Tampa Bay 20-17 last Sunday. NFL Players Association calling for the league to switch to all stadium fields to natural grass. The league's players overwhelmingly prefer natural grass and noted that data shows it's safer than artificial surface. NBA's Board of Governors approving tougher resting policy rules and punishments for star players who sit out games. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm from Texas, man. I played football in high school. That's what you do. You play football in high school. Only problem with me was my freshman year of high school, I was 5'3 and 96 pounds. Yeah, the first time I got hit, I saw Jesus. Which is okay for most of you, but I'm Hindu. Do you realize how hard you have to be hit to see somebody else's God? I like how half of you got the joke and the other half's like, he's not Mexican? Only at the airport. Only at the airport.
I was down with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me at Heads, Carolina. Screen. No. I was raised in my glass.
country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy. She can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California. When this song is over, I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina. Yeah, she had me. It's Carolina.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com. Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.